Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
At least one of the parents played it very high.
In a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosso. And coach, coming off of a pretty solid win for you on Saturday as you knock off Lexington 46-38.
Yeah, things kind of fell together. We were able to hit some shots, play pretty decent defense. We're still working on a little bit of ball control, but two out of three really put us in a position to be able to have a chance down the stretch.
And it went to, what, 2-2 now at home? Kind of a friendly confines here at home, huh?
Well, yeah, it has been, and you know, the schedule worked out fairly well for us to be able to compete against some of those teams. Even the two losses, one of those being to Holdridge, you know, even though it was a 14-point game, we kind of nickel and dimed ourselves out of that one. We got beat by one, by five, by three in each of the quarters, and all that kind of led up to a 14-point drop. And then Seward, you know, I'm sure you remember that one a little bit, but you know, we get beat by 10, but yet we were 1 point away with 7 minutes to go in the quarter, and just kind of stalled out offensively. But you know, I'm pleased to see the progress with what the kids are doing, and you know, I don't necessarily pay as much attention to the crowd, but my wife does, and she said the student body was really into the game, and that's just good for high school sports.
You guys shoot 53% in the ball game against Lexington. It looks like you're scoring some more points here last week or so. Are you happy with the offensive production right now?
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is there is that the kids are maturing to the point that points are good, but points don't always come from offensive production. But if you can get offensive production, you can be able to count on those points a little bit more often. And the kids are starting to understand, as Coach Simmons talks about to the players, inside-out basketball really works for us. We have some success with inside-out basketball against Minden in the first half, against Lexington in the first half of our conference tournament. We just didn't necessarily have that same success in the second half. We came out against Lexington in both halves, and we were able to get a little inside-outside game, able to hit some shots, but it also created some opportunities for our post inside. We got some point production, you know, in a scoring range that the game was. We were able to get enough points on the inside, but shooting very well from the outside, we were able to complement both portions of the offense.
Another important aspect of the Hastings High game is rebounding, and you were able to rebound to Lexington on Saturday, 27-23.
Yeah, that was a big key. You know, part of that was the fact of Lexington did not shoot as well as what we did that particular night, and so quite a few of our rebounds came on the defensive end. We did get out rebounded on the offensive side of that. Part of that credit goes to Lexington being fairly aggressive. Part of that goes to the fact that we didn't give up a whole lot of missed shots ourselves, just because we shot the ball fairly well, and so there weren't as many boards for us to try and obtain offensively. But you know, we're getting a variety of kids to be active on the boards. Outside of Cade Welke, a post player, we've got two guards that have been pretty aggressive and pretty active on boards, Brady Menke and Tyler Rebarger. And that just kind of goes to show what we've talked to the kids all along, that a lot of the kids that we're using in varsity play outside of one of our posts, Eric Galbridge, most of our players all stand somewhere between 5 feet 11 and about 6 foot two. And so our kids are all pretty interchangeable. And, you know, with that kind of lack of height, you know, challenging on the boards is going to be pretty important for us to be able to extend play offensively, as well as trying to keep teams from having a whole lot of extended play themselves.
And offensively, Tyler scores 14 points in the ball game against the Minutemen, knocked down a couple of three-pointers.
You know, I think he's had those capabilities as far as being a nice shooter all along. What you're seeing out of the sophomore right now is the fact that he's understanding a little bit more on what a good shot is. You know, some of the same shots he's taken are shots that he took earlier in the year. It just so happens to be that he's taking them in a little bit better flow of the offense, and therefore it's a little bit better stroke for him.
Well, this is a kind of an interesting week for you. A couple of very solid teams are going to face 9-1 Minden tonight, and then you see McCook tomorrow night, the team that's 8-3, and the team that you saw during the conference tournament. So a good measuring stick for you this week.
Well, it is, and I think it, it's two ball games that our kids are capable of playing in, but a lot of it really has to do with us as far as being solid on defense and then being disciplined on offense. Defensively, it's going to be a challenge against both these teams. Minden definitely goes out and scores a lot of points. They have definitely three different options that they can use offensively. But equally so, as the kids will read on their scout report, Minden, even the kids that aren't necessarily strong scorers for him, are kids that are going to understand their roles, which make their offense very effective. McCook on Friday for us is the type of team that's going to be real similar in size and height to ourselves. They're the type of team that they could easily have seven or eight kids be willing to put up three. And so, you know, the idea that Minden likes to transition, McCook likes to get up and down the floor, in that aspect, it does give us at least the opportunity to prepare for one style of game, even though it's two opponents.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about tonight's opponent in Minden as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno. His Tigers on the road tonight as they take on the Whippets here in Minden. Minden, again, a record of 9 wins, 1 loss on the season. They've won 5 games in a row. They only lost 2 Grand Island Central Catholic. And like you said, Coach, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging close to 70 points per contest. So that's the key right there, to maybe slow these guys down a little bit in transition.
Well, and basketball's a game just like any other that has exchange of possessions, is that each team's going to get the same amount of possessions. It's what you do with them that's probably most important. Our defense is going to be a very important end of the floor, but probably our offensive end is going to be just as important, if not more, in the fact that we can't get into the point where we're playing quick shoot offense and let Minden off the hook defensively. We want to make sure that we're keeping them honest, that we're trying to get a deliberate execution and give ourselves a good look. So that it doesn't necessarily let Minden get up and down the floor and have a lot of possessions and get us out of sorts and out of position. What Minden's very strong in being able to do, they had done it earlier against Aurora, is that they can create early opportunities. They get one or two different kids that are definitely a scoring threat for them with the ball. Short on numbers always goes to the offensive advantage, and so their transition game is going to be pretty big for us. And so now back to the defensive side of it. It's going to be real important that we stay in front of our man and don't give up attack to the basket with the ball. Equally so, we've got to make sure that we, when the ball's away from us, that we are there for help slide, because they are the type of team that definitely can get a lot of offense flowing simply off of their dribble penetration.
Ben Peterson is a big guy inside, 6'5", a senior, had, 17, 18 points in the ball game against Ballantyne in their last contest. Talk about him. What have you seen out of him?
He's had some definite opportunities to put some points up. As a 6'5", very mobile player, you know, it makes for tough matchups. He wasn't necessarily as much of a threat in a game earlier that I had seen at Aurora, but part of that has to do with the fact that McDonald kid's about 6'8", 6'9". And present some challenges there. A lot of the games that Peterson's had some success are games in which the opposition doesn't have a kid of that size and that agility to be able to move with him. Ben, very active on the boards, and although he's probably more effective being able to get inside and be able to get glass and get points off of hustle, he's got the equal ability to be able to step out and hit a 15, maybe even a 20-footer. They've got some things where he'll step out on ball reversal, and he has that option or that green light to be able to shoot the ball from three-point land.
And Carson Bloom looks like a guy who's putting up a lot of numbers. Had 28 in their last ball game against Ballantyne. Is he the go-to person?
The ball ends up in his hands quite a bit, and when it does, it definitely makes their offense effective. A lot of what he's able to do is because he's got good ball handling skills and he's able to get to the basket. That's going to be a really important facet for us, is that both individually we can't let him be able to drive on us, but even as a team we've got to be able to get foot-to-foot stop and then be able to recover before he creates with the pass. So When he's able to get to the basket with his dribble, he creates opportunities for the post. He's able to get to the free throw line, creates better opportunities for their kickouts. Derek Kissinger, a nice perimeter shooter, but also a kid that can post up, definitely has success because of Bloom's ability to drive to the hole.
Okay, good luck to that.
Thanks, Mike.
Al Rosno, head coach for Hastings Saints Association. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Minden tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are in Minden. Adam set, actually, Hastings High getting set to take on the Minden Whippets here tonight. The Tigers adding Minden to their 2010-2011 schedule this year. It's been a long, long time since Hastings and Minden have squared off in basketball, but we got it for you tonight. I think a tough task for Hastings High here tonight. Minden coming in ranked number 4 in the Lenny's Bowl in Class C1 in the Lincoln Journal Star this week. Minden has a record of 9 wins, 1 loss on the season. Their only loss was to Grand Island Central Catholic back on December 16th. Loss to the Crusaders 57-41. They have won 5 games since, including a pair of wins in their Minden Holiday Tournament. They beat Axtell 89-50. And they beat Adams Central by 10, 70-60. Since the Minden tournament, they beat Ainsworth 77-52. And they beat Valentine in their last outing, 69-47. They had a game against Ravenna on Tuesday night. It was postponed because of the weather. Hastings High coming in, a record of 2 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Tigers are 2-2 at home. They are 0-5 on the road. Hastings picked up a win in their last ball game, as he beat Lexington on Saturday night by the score of 46-38. The Tigers now averaging 43 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 51 on defense. They're going to have to slow down this Minden attack tonight. The Whippets are averaging 66 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 46.5 on the defensive end. So we're set to go. Hastings and Minden here tonight, and the Whippets will control the opening tip. Minden will shoot to our basket, to our left. As they dump it off in the lane, the ball's going to be tipped away. And it's going to be picked up here by Hastings High. Ty Anderson gets it, so Minden turns the ball over on their opening possession. Now the Tigers will come back. They'll work against this man-to-man defense of Minden. They go inside now. They kick it out on the wing on the right side to Brady Mickey. Out to Tyler Rebarger. Left wing down to Ty Anderson. Hastings working against this man-to-man. Over on the left side to Patrick Opperman. Out on top to Ty Anderson, off of a screen. Down to Tyler Rebarger to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Minden. Miles Steen with a rebound here for the Whippets. Gets into the hands now of Carson Bloom. He's going to be a tough guy to handle here tonight, averaging close to 15 points per ball game. There's a lob pass inside. It's mishandled by Ben Peterson, and it's picked up again by Anderson. So back-to-back turnovers here on Minden to start the ball game. Tyler Rebarger comes inside, driving down the lane is Wilkie. His shot no good. Rebound Wilkie. Follow shot no good. Anderson has the rebound. He falls down and a traveling violation. Ty Anderson grabbing the rebound in there, but he falls down to the hardwood, and now a traveling violation is called on Hastings. So we have played a minute Here we have boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and the Minden Whippets squaring off here. As Hastings attacks with a man-to-man defense, here's a shot by Kissinger out top. It's going to be no good. Ty Anderson grabs another rebound. Anderson grabs it here for Hastings High. Gets it to a Cade Wilkie. Long pass down to four. Goes ricocheting off of the glass. As that's too high as a pass attempted there to Patrick Opperman. Hastings High turns it over for the first time here tonight. Driving inside, here's a Carson Bloom now at the free throw line. Carson gives it up out to Derek Kissinger. Gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there is good. Derek Kissinger scores. He's a leading scorer for Minden, averaging 16 points per ball game. And the Whippets go out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the contest. 6:20 left here in the first quarter. Tigers still looking for their first score of the ball game. There's a Ty Anderson. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Rebarger. Rebarger back outside to Brady Mickey. Now left side to Opperman. His shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Well, he goes back up. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. So Hastings getting two shots of the bucket there. They could not convert. Ben Peterson with a rebound for Minden as he gets into the hands now of Carson Bloom. Over to Dan Christensen on the wing. Wide open out top. Ben Peterson, three-pointer good. Ben Peterson hits the three ball, and Minden goes out on top by a score of 5-0. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Whippets now attacking here in backcourt as Rebarger gets into the offensive scoring zone, gets it to Opperman. Opperman now to a Ty Anderson. Cross-court pass comes to Rebarger. Fakes the three, dribbles inside the free throw circle. His shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Opperman. His shot is up and in. Patrick Opperman scores. But Hastings High on the board here. 5-2 the score now. The Whippets have the lead. Here comes Dan Christensen back with the ball now for Minden. Hands it away to a Derek Kissinger. He is a double team. This pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Mickey. Drive, shoots, and scores. Three turnovers already on Minden in the ball game. Brady Mickey intercepts that ball and takes it to the hole and scores. The Tigers back to within 1 point, 5-4. Minden has got the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Carson Bloom with the ball now. Left wing. They get it to a Dan Christensen around the screen. Outside to Kissinger. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the arc. Throws it down in the corner. Now to Peterson. He moves to his left. Fires up a 15-footer and hits it. Ben Peterson now with a 3-2. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The Whippets go back out on top by a score of 7-4. Tigers come back with the ball. Here's Brady Minke. Two-handed pass comes across the top to Opperman. Returns the ball back to Minke. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his left. Bounce pass goes inside to Wilkie. Now spins to his right. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Minke picks it back up. His shot in the lane is up and in. Brady Minke picks up a trash in the lane there and scores. He's got a couple of field goals. Tigers back to within one. 7-6 is the score. The Dogs out on top here as a Carson Bloom walks it across the 10-second line, goes over to Dan Christensen. Christensen just the right of the lane. Out on top again to Bloom. Takes the three, dribbles down the left side of the lane. His off-balance shot is up and in. Carson Bloom up and under and off-balance shot there as he gets the field goal to go down. As he takes the ball to the hole. That's where he is dangerous. 9-6 is the score. Now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Bloom. Bloom runs it back one-on-two, drives for the hole. His shot good and he's fouled. Carson Bloom gets the steal there for Minden defensively and takes it to the hole and scores. He is fouled in the play here by Cade Wilkie of Hastings High. That's the first foul on Wilkie. And that's going to send Bloom to the free throw line. Checking in now for Hastings is going to be Will Reimer. Also, Matt Karloff checks into the ball game for the Tigers. Also checking in is going to be a Craig Driver for Minden. 11-6 is the score. Minden out on top of Hastings. There's Bloom at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Bloom is averaging 14.8 points per ball game. He's got five already in the first quarter. 12-6. The Whippets have doubled the score here on Hastings High. Here's another pass that could be intercepted by Bloom. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up and in. Bloom with back-to-back steals and back-to-back field goals. And now Scott Rosno wants to call a timeout. Hastings High wants to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Minden 14, Hastings High 6.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Minden High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Minden out on top of Hastings 14-6. kind of a strange doubleheader tonight. We had a girls varsity game preceding this one, but it was not Hastings and Minden. It was Minden and Centura, as they squared off in the first ball game tonight. Minden jumped down to a 28-20 halftime leader with the Centurions, and the Whippets go on to win in girls high school basketball tonight by a score of 57-39. Minden 57, Centura 39. That ball game was the first encounter here tonight at the Minden gym. Hastings High comes back now following the timeout. Matt Karloff has it. Nearly lost it out of bounds. But the Tigers get it into the offensive zone. Here's Opperman with the ball. Comes out on top now to Ty Anderson. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by the score of 14-6. Ty running the offense. Moves over on the wing on the left side now to Will Reimers into the ball game. To Matt Karloff out here at the top of the key. Sends it over to Ty Anderson. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Down to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Ty. His shot's going to be blocked in the lane. And it's recovered here by Ben Peterson. He leads the break back the other way. Peterson a floater in the lane. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Opperman gets the rebound. Sends it down the far sideline to Ty Anderson. Anderson has problems with the dribble. Now takes it down the right side of the lane. Goes to the near sideline to Tyler Rebarger. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Opperman. Now to Reimer over in the wing on the left side to Ty at the top of the key. Anderson looks, comes over here on the right wing to Patrick Opperman. Now to Rebarger for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Opperman tries to save it. Does. It's thrown into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Rebarger of Hastings. 2:20 to play in the first quarter. 14-6 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Ty Anderson with the ball. Feeds it inside to Opperman. Opperman spins. Puts a man in the air. Puts up a shot. Good, and he's fouled. Patrick Opperman scores there for Hastings High. That's his second field goal of the ball game, and now he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. That makes the score 14-6 now. Personal foul goes on Peterson of Minden. That's going to be his first, and the first team foul on the Whippets. A couple more substitutions coming in there for Hastings High. Mark Gooden is going to come into the ball game now for the Tigers, replacing Tyler Rebarger. 14-8 to score now. Hastings High trailing by six. Whippets scored the first 5 points in the ball game. They have not trailed so far here in this first period. Stop from the free throw line by Opperman is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kristen Schwenka, who's into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets. So 14-8 to score. Minden out on top. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball for the Whippets. Comes over here on the left side to Driver. Driver gets it to Miles Steen at the top of the key. Steen down to Christensen. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now retreats back out here into 3-point territory. Steen dribbling with the ball, sends it over to Carson Bloom. Three-pointer is up there. It's going to be short, no good, and a rebound, Hastings. Brady Minky with a rebound for Hastings High. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Goes over on the left side of the floor now to Reimer. Brings it back now to Minky. Returns it to Patrick Opperman. Down in the corner. That's a Reimer with the ball out on top to Gooden. Gooden sends it across the top of the key now to Brady Minky. Out of the elbow, left side to Reimer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot by Karloff. No good, and he's fouling the play. So Matt Karloff gets the offensive board there for Hastings High. He's fouling the play, and now he goes to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Personal foul is whistled on Christian Schwenka of Minden. That's going to be his first. Karloff to the free throw line, just a 43% foul shooter this season. His shot is up there, and that one is a high arcing foul shot that's off of the back iron. No good. Karloff is now 3 out of 8 on free throws this season. 14-8 to score. Minden out on top. Boys High School basketball tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS. 1:23 left in the opening period. Here comes the next shot from Karloff. It's in the air. That shot's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. Christian Schwenka with the board there for the Whippets. Comes to the near sideline now to Dan Christensen. Now to Schwenka. Moves it over to the right side to Derek Christensen. He will pull up a long-range jumper, or rather Derek Kissinger. His long-range jumper is up and in. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. So Derek Kissinger, a long-range jumper there for three. 17-8 now. Minden out on top. Hastings High having problems, but now a personal foul is called on Dan Christensen for the Minden Whippets. Christensen going after the steal, picks up the personal foul instead. That's his first. Team foul number three on the Whippets. We're down to 55 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 17-8. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Tigers have the ball as a Brady Minky has got it now. Minky gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle, and now retreats. Sends it over to Reimer on the wing on the left side. Reimer out on top to Mark Gooden. Drives it to the elbow. Gives it up now to Reimer. Three-pointer is up there. It's going to be short. Got him for the rebound. Reimer grabs it on the baseline. Comes out to Gooden. Gooden comes over here on the right side. Now to Brady Minky. Holds it. 30 seconds to play. Mickey on it, top to Reimer, sends it over on the left side. Here's a three-pointer. Put up there, no good by Mark Gooden, and the rebound comes down to Minden. Dan Christensen with the rebound for the Whippets. Minden out on top, 17-8. Christensen has got the ball for the Whippets. Goes over to Driver. Back outside, Christensen for three. Shot good. Dan Christensen scores. And now it's 20-8. The Whippets out on top by 12 points early. 7 seconds to play. There's a feed over on the left side. They get it to Reimer. His off-balance shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Minden. That's the end of the first quarter of play. So the Whippets hitting some three balls out there tonight. They've got three of them so far here in the first quarter. And the Whippets have a 12-point lead after the first 8 minutes. We'll take a break with a score of Minden 20, Hastings High 8.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Minden here tonight. Boys High School basketball coverage as the Hastings High Tigers are trailing the Minden Whippets by a score of 20-8 after the first quarter. Carson Bloom has already got 7 points in the ball game for Minden. Ben Peterson has got five. Derek Kissinger has got 5 points. Brady Minkey leading the way for Hastings. He's got four. Patrick Opperman with the other four. Tigers have the ball to begin the second quarter, trailing by a dozen already. 20-8. Tigers with it in their offensive zone. Here's Will Reimer. Reimer brings it over here on the wing to a Cade Wilkie. Moves it down in the corner, down to Binky. Back up to Tyler Rebarger, who's back into the ball game. The Reimer now inside. Here's a shot up and in by Eric Gowridge. So Gowridge just checked in there, and they get him a feed inside, and Gowridge scores right in front of the hole. 20-10 is the score. Hastings now down by 10 points. Minden with the ball. Kissinger has got it just left of the circle. Gets away, dribbles in the lane. Contact made, foul called. Couple of Tigers there, but I think it's going to be Gowridge, who just checked in there. Gowridge picking up the personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to send Kissinger to the free throw line. Or Cade Wilkie is going to be charged with a personal foul. They were both there, and Wilkie gets charged with a foul. That's number two on him. Team foul number two on Hastings High. And a shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger is an 80% foul shooter on the season. He is averaging 16 points and 4 rebounds per game. He's got 6 points already in the basketball game tonight. The Whippets on the top by 11. It is 21-10. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's the next shot. It's up there perfect by Jerry Kissinger. 22-10. The Tigers have a lot of wood to chop early in this ballgame against a very good basketball team here tonight. Tyler Rebarger comes out now to Opperman. Over on the left side to Ty Anderson as he holds the ball. Goes to the top of the key. They get it to Rebarger, sends it over here to Patrick Opperman. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out. There's Rebarger, fakes once, moves to his left, fires up a 10-footer, and hits it. Tyler Rebarger scores for Hastings, 22-12 now. Tigers down by 10 points here in the ballgame. Dan Christensen comes back for Minden. Sends it over here on the left wing to Miles Steen. Back out to Christensen. Christensen holds it here against the Ty Anderson. Dribbling with the ball. As the Christensen finally gives it up, comes to the near sideline to Kissinger. Now back inside, a shot up and in by Ben Peterson. Peterson with 7 points in the ball game now for Minden. Again, the Whippets have doubled the score. It's 24-12 over Hastings High. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Opperman comes over here to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger free throw line extended all the way to the near sideline. Down to Ty Anderson out on top. Anderson directing some traffic behind his screen. Sends it over the left side down to Patrick Opperman. Back out to Rebarger. Rebarger now to Minkey at the top of the key. It's a man-to-man defense here from Minden. Minkey out here about 25 feet away from the basket, drives it down the right side of the lane, now takes it down to the baseline, a shot is up and in. A shot off and in by Tyler Rebarger up the baseline, a little 15-footer over here. That's 4 points in the ball game now for Rebarger. 24-14, here's Bloom with the ball at the elbow. right side of the lane, gives it up now to a Kissinger on the far sideline. Out on top, here's Christensen. Shot for three is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Hastings High. Brought down by the Tigers as Mickey brings her back on the dribble. Comes out to Rebarger. Out to Opperman. Opperman moves over to Ty Anderson. He takes it out on the baseline, shoots and scores. Ty takes it right to the hole there for the Tigers. That's his first field goal. And now Shannon Lovin, the head coach for Midland, wants to call a timeout as the Tigers have battled back here. Hastings High trailing by just 8 points. We're in the second quarter of play. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 24, Hastings High 16.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck with it from Korb Walker Mowers.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first half. Minden out on top of Hastings High by a score of 24-16. Carson Bloom takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops, comes out on top to Ben Peterson. Traveling violation. Peterson working against Eric Gowrich out here. Whistle for the steps. That's turnover number four on Minden. Now the Tigers, who have scored the last, 4 points in the ball game. The ball back to within 8 points has got the basketball again as we near the five-minute mark here in this first half. 24-16. Tigers trying to slow this pace down a little bit as they walk the ball across the 10-second line. Now they'll get into their offense here against this man-to-man defense. A pass deflected away from Gooden, but Mark picks her back up. Out to Minky. Now to Gowrich, sends the ball inside to Opperman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Cap try is up and in by Gooden. Mark Gooden gets his first field goal, and the Tigers are back to within 6 points now. That's 24-18, 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Man-to-man defense here by the Tigers, and now driving the ball down here on the baseline is going to be Driver, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Maybe he stepped out down there underneath the basket, but he was fouled in the play by Eric Gowrich of Hastings High. First foul on Gowrich. That's only team foul number three on the Tigers, so no free throws here. It'll be Minden playing things in baseline left side underneath their own basket with 4:39 to play. As Carson Bloom will play things in down here in the baseline to Kissinger. Kissinger now to Schwenke, who's back into the ball game. Now to Driver as he drives it toward the hole. Down the right side of the lane. Now gives it to Peterson. Spins, puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot and scores. Ben Peterson averaging 14 points per ball game. Has got 9 already here in the first half against Hastings. 26-18. The Whippets now out on top of Hastings by 8 points. As the Tigers come back, here's Ty Anderson on the far sideline behind the screen. Can't put up a shot, now throws it in the corner, and Gowrich wasn't looking for it. He goes out of bounds. Gowrich set the screen and then rolled toward the basket down there, close to the baseline, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds in the corner. Gowrich wasn't looking for it. That's 4 turnovers on Hastings High. The Whippets have 4 turnovers. Karloff comes back into the ball game now for Hastings High. Gowrich is going to check out. Ty Anderson also going to check out here. A good Scott Rosno makes a quick change as we approach the halfway point of the second quarter. 26-18. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Here's Minden with the ball as they center it over on the right side. Taking it down to the baseline is going to be a Schwenke. Back outside the three-point ring. Now as they work against the Hastings High man-to-man. Here's Carson Bloom with it. Sends it down in the corner to Ben Peterson. Back out to Bloom. Sends it back down in the corner to Kissinger. Shot for three is going to be no good. Kissinger gets his own rebound. Drive, shoots, and scores. Barry Kissinger now with 9 points in the ball game for Minden. And the Whippets again have a 10-point lead, 28-18 over Hastings High. 3:30 to play in the first half. Mark Gooden, free throw line extended right side. Gooden comes out to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger now to Reimer. Goes over to Karloff on the far side, playing down the three-point circle. Drives it into the arc now, throws it down in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Mark Gooden. Out on top to Rebarger, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Minden. That's Ben Peterson with the rebound for the Dogs down the near sideline. Carson Bloom drives, pass across the lane, contact made, foul called. Nice pass by Bloom. They got it in the hands of Schwenke. And a personal foul here is going to be called on Hastings, a pushing foul on Gooden. Mark Gooden picks up his first personal foul. It's team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Here comes Ty Anderson back into the ball game now. Brady Minky checks back in. Benton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Carson Bloom will trigger things in for the Dogs. Comes way out on top now to Derek Kissinger. Picked up out there by Hastings High's Eric Garrett. Kissinger 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That one from a different area code, and the rebound comes down to Rebarger. Tyler Rebarger with the board there for the Tigers. Hustling back the other way is going to be Brady Minkey. Out to Tyler Rebarger. Sends over to Anderson on the wing. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Stops there. Comes back out to Rebarger. Takes the ball into the paint. Tries to put a man up in the air, but he can't do it. Comes out now to Ty Anderson. 2:40 to play second quarter. Tigers down by 10. 28-18. Here's Brady Minkey on the wing to Garich. Out of Rebarger. Over to Ty Anderson on the far sideline. Ty back out on top to Karloff. Karloff comes over here to Brady Minkey. Minkey to Rebarger. His entry pass is going to be off with a fingertips to Ty Anderson. And the Tigers turn the ball away. Fifth turnover on Hastings High. Here comes Carson Bloom back with the ball. Dribble penetration out to Kissinger. And his three-pointer is put up and in. Kissinger now with 12 points in the ball game. They got the dribble penetration from Carson Bloom. He kicks it back out to Kissinger, and he hit a three ball. There's an empty pass that's going to be picked off again by Ben Peterson. Turnover number six on Hastings High. 31-18. Tigers trending in the ball game. Here's Bloom driving it to the hole. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Minden doing exactly what head coach Scott Rosno talked about in the pregame show here tonight. The Tigers unable to stop him. First foul goes on Matt Karloff. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. Bloom to the free throw line. He's got 7 points so far in the ball game. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. And make it 2 of 2 as that one goes down through the hole. Is a 67% foul shooter. Minden is a team hitting 50% from the floor this year, 41% from three-point territory, and 67% from the free throw line. Yeah, the Dogs have won 5 games in a row. They're only lost this year to Grand Island Central Catholic back there in mid-December. 32-18 is the score now. Minden out on top of Hastings High. Here comes the next shot by Bloom. It's up there and in. 33-18. So now the Whippets have scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame. Now they get a steal back here in backcourt. The Tigers turn it away. Dan Christensen goes to Steen inside. Now they kick it over on the right side to Driver. His little short jumper from the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Minkey of Hastings High. Minkey circles around underneath the basket. His pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Tigers turn it over again. Hastings High has been averaging about 16 turnovers per ball game. They're right on pace. They've got 8 so far in this first half. 33-18 is the score. Driver has got it. Sends it inside. Mishandled by Bloom. Carson picks it up in the corner, though. Now drives it into the lane to the free throw line. Jumper is up there by Swinken. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's a Brady Minkey with a rebound. Long pass ahead. They get the ball down there to Rebarger. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Will Reimer. Shot is up and in. Will Reimer scores from the right baseline for the Tigers. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and it's 33-20. Minden out on top. We've got a minute to play here in the second quarter. Whippets back here offensively. Here's it. Christensen sends it down low, and the block is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball down there. There's Swinken. The ball is intercepted. 5 turnovers on Minden, so Hastings has got the ball back here. Reimer gets it into the forecourt. Now to Mark Gooden. Ball high above his head. Comes across the top to Minkey. Minkey sends over to Opperman. His shot from 15. Good. Patrick Opperman scores for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Tigers have cut the lead back down to 11 points again. 33-22. We've got 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Dan Christensen now with it for Minden. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the center of the floor. Sends it over on the far side. That's Driver. Circles around underneath the basket. Comes out to Steen. Steen now to Christensen. Looks at the clock, 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a Carson Bloom. Bloom trying to penetrate, stops at the top of the key, goes on the high post to Schwenke. Now to Christensen. Christensen moves to his left, fires up a three-pointer and hits it. Dan Christensen hits a three-pointer at the buzzer, and that is the end of the first half of play. The Minden Whippets have the lead over the Hastings High Tigers in boys high school basketball. The score, Minden 36, Hastings High 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips.
Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath Auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath Auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back in Minden tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Minden Whippets, ranked number 4 in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal Star this week. They've got a commanding lead over Hastings there. It's 36-22 at halftime. Minden scores the first 5 points of the ball game here tonight. Double up the Tigers at 12-6 early in the first quarter of play. In fact, Minden got up to a 12-point lead after the first 8 minutes. It was 20-8 at the end of the first quarter. Whippets kept the pressure on in the second quarter of play. They got out to a 24-12 advantage before the Tigers came back to score four straight to make it 24-18. Hastings High then scored another bucket to make it 24-18, but then the Whippets rattled off 9 straight points. They grabbed a 33-18 advantage, and the Whippets have the lead here at halftime by a score of 36-22. Whippets have got 4 guys that have scored so far in the ball game, being led by Derek Kissinger. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings High right now, balanced scoring attack. Patrick Opperman is leading the way. He's got 6 points for Scott Rosno and the Hastings High Tigers. So we're at halftime, boys high school basketball here tonight. The score is Minden 36, Hastings High 22. We'll take a break, come back and check the scoring in the first half as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Minden tonight for boys high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Minden with a lead over Hastings High. The score is 36-22. Scoring in the first half, first of all, for the Whippets, they are being led by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger has got 12 points on the board here at halftime. He has knocked down a couple of 3-point field goals, and he's got 2 2-point field goals. And he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So Kissinger is leading the way. He's got 12 points. Ben Peterson has got 9 points here in the ball game. Peterson knocked down the tray to get things started, and he's got 3 2-point field goals since then. He's got 9 points on the board here for the Whippets. Carson Bloom also at 9 points. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he's 3 of 3 from the free throw line. The only person that has scored so far for Minden was Dan Christensen. He's nailed a couple of 3-pointers, including one right there to end the second quarter. He's got 6 points. The Whippets have been to the free throw line 5 times tonight. They've hit 5 free throws. And Minden officially with 5 turnovers in this first half of play. So the Whippets have put 36 points on the board here at halftime. Hastings High has got 6 points from Patrick Opperman in the first half. He's got 3 field goals. Hastings getting 4 points from Grady Minke on a couple of field goals. Tyler Rebarger has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Ty Anderson has got a field goal for 2. Eric Garich has got a field goal and 2 points. Mark Gooden, a field goal for 2. And Will Reimer has got a field goal for 2. Hastings High 0 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half of play. The Tigers unofficially with 8 turnovers in the basketball game. So Minden with a lead over Hastings High. The score is 36-22 here in halftime. By the way, tomorrow night the Hastings High Tigers will be back at home as Hastings High will take on McCook in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. And we'll have those games for you tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS. Pre-game show at 5:45 tomorrow night. The girls' game will go at 6, and the guys will go at about 7:45. So Hastings High basketball coverage tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon against the McCook Bison. At halftime here is 36-22. Minden with a lead over Hastings High. We'll come back with more right after this.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
36-22. Minden has got the lead over Hastings High in boys high school basketball action here tonight. We're talking about the Tigers tomorrow night. We've got coverage as well for you here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow night we'll have the Adams Central Patriots in action against Grand Island Northwest. That'll be out at the Patriot Gym. That'll be another girls boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. So the Patriots will be here on 1230 KHAS and Hastings High over on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow. Then on Saturday, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia as they take on Kearney Catholic. Those games will be afternoon ball games on Saturday at the Chapman Gymnasium as Hastings St. Cecilia will take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Girls game will go at 4 o'clock with the boys at 6. Pre-game show will be at 3:50 on Saturday afternoon, and we'll air those games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So get a chance to see all three Hastings schools here this week. Tigers here tonight. Tigers tomorrow night. Adams Central tomorrow as well here on KHIS. And then Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So the Tigers with a lot of wood to chop here in the second half. They are trailing 36-22. Minden jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and they have not looked back here. The fourth-ranked team in Class C1 rolling past Hastings High here tonight in boys high school basketball, 36-22. And the Whippets will have the opening possession of the second half as they play things in on the far side. Minden will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. Now we got a whistle underneath the bucket here as Derek Kissinger puts one in from the wing. He backs one home, but a foul is going to go here on Minden. Dan Christensen picks up the personal foul underneath the bucket there, so that's going to be his second. They wave off the shot. Just underway here in the second half. The score is 36-22. Hastings High comes back with the basketball now. Minky gets it out to a Patrick Opperman. Opperman now to Kate Wilkie. The Tigers starting the same way he started the ball game here tonight. Minky works the ball inside to Opperman. Tries to hand it away. It's tipped away. Now a jump ball is called, and Hastings High will play things in. Wilkie was tied up in the play there, so the Tigers will play it in from underneath their own hoop here. 31 seconds in the second half. It's 36-22. Hastings High trailing by 14 points here in the ball game. Minky looking to play things in. Does so. Way out on top to a Ty Anderson. Anderson brings it back here to Minky. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Wilkie is no good. Ball taps around. Picked up on the baseline. Follow shot no good by the Tigers. Now the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Minky got that last rebound and followed. A potential shot there, but it was kind of deflected out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. Brady Minky will get it in. They get it to Rebarger, right side of the way, not on top, down to Opperman, down to Minky. Minky holds it. They try to go inside to Ty Anderson. He mishandles the ball on top of his fingertips, and Hastings High turns it away for the ninth time here in the ballgame. Out there on the dribble is Kissinger, now to Bloom. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Ty Anderson. Anderson high in the air with a rebound there for Hastings High. Gives it away to Minky, down the near sideline, out of Rebarger. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's Wilkie. Wilkie now to Ty Anderson. Comes over here to Brady Minky. Minky holds it. Comes across the top again to Rebarger. Over to Opperman. His shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Wilkie. Mishandles the ball, but he gets it under control down here on the baseline. Sends it back out on top to a Ty Anderson, who directs some traffic here against this man-to-man. There's Opperman. Shot from 15. Rims off, no good. Rebound Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom has now got it for the Whippets as he hustles into the forecourt. 36-22. Minden leading by 14 points here in the ballgame. Carson Bloom goes inside to Peterson. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Ben Peterson is 6'5". He grabs that one, sends it right down through the hole. He has got 11 points in the ballgame. And the Minden lead is now 16 points at 38-22. Hastings High back with it now on their offensive end. That's a Rebarger. Backs it on out. Gets it to Ty Anderson. Anderson down to Brady Minky. Minky holds it now. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Ty at the top of the key. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there at him. Ty Anderson now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. It's now 38-24. Hastings High trailing by 14 points here. With 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's a Derek Kissinger with the ball now from Minden. Comes to the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Back out on top. That's Miles Keene with the ball now. Off to Christensen, dribble penetration, takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Carson Bloom, bounce pass goes inside to Steen. His pass deflected, but is picked up there by Christensen on the far sideline. Back inside to Peterson. Peterson double team, goes up for the shot anyway and scores. Ben Peterson now with 13 points in the ball game, and the Whippets are out on top by 16. It is 40-24. Ty Anderson out on top. Opperman has got it, dribbles inside the lane there, puts up a shot, no good, and he's hacked in the arm. Opperman had a wide-open three, but took the ball into the paint, and he's hammered on the play. Now Patrick will go to the free-throw line here for Hastings High. Christensen picks our check down. It's going to be a Peterson picking up the personal foul. That's his second. So Opperman at the free-throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. That's the first free-throw the Tigers have hit tonight. They're now 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Opperman has now got 7 points in the ball game. Christian Schwinka comes into the ball game now for Minden. Going out will be Ben Peterson. 40-25, the Whippets looking for their sixth straight win here tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good by Opperman, so he cans a pair. And the Tigers are trailing by 14 points now with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It is 40-26. There's a Derek Kissinger. Goes to the free throw line. That's a Schwinka. Over to a Christensen. On the wing on the left side. Works against Ty Anderson. Goes back to the wing on the right side to Kissinger. Now top of the key to Steen. To Christensen. Down to the baseline to Carson Bloom. Back out to Christensen. Bounce pass gets away here from Schwink, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Minden turns the ball over for the sixth time here tonight. And the Tigers will play things in the backcourt, trailing by 14, 40-26. Opperman gets the ball now to Ty Anderson. Anderson walks it across the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble. Now to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger now to Opperman at the top of the key. They hammer it inside to a Cade Wilkie. Back out on the wing. Minky is shot around the rim twice and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Races down the right sideline. Cuts for the hole. His shot no good. Rebound Opperman of Hastings. Opperman gets it away now to Ty Anderson. Anderson hustles back the other way for Hastings High. That will hold things up. Anderson dribbles inside. Throws it down into the baseline on the right side. back outside the ring now to a Brady Minkey as he holds it. Entry pass. They get it to a Cade Wilkie on the high post. Wilkie gives it up now to Tyler Rebarger out here in three-point territory. There's a Minkey with the ball, left side of the lane. Comes out on top to Opperman again. Sends it down in the right corner now. Hastings High works with it here. That's a Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger out to Ty Anderson. Anderson is working around the three-point arc looking for an opening there. Opperman will take a three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it for the Whippets. 3:30 to play here in the third quarter. Whippets still leading by 14, and now we got a foul call on Rebarger. He tries to pop the ball away there from Derek Kissinger. Rebarger picks up the personal foul. First run on Tyler. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings High. Here comes a couple of subs in there for the Tigers. Dowrich is going to come back in. Here comes Mark Gooden back into the ball game. Non-shooting situation. Minden will play things in. Peterson comes to Christensen. Now to Carson Bloom. Dribbles into the lane. The ball puts away there by Opperman. And the ball is picked up by Gooden. That's the seventh turnover on Minden here in the ball game. Tigers still trailing by 14 points. It's 40-26 with 3:19 to play in the third quarter. There's a Ty Anderson with the ball. Works against the man-to-man defense. Over to Gooden on the wing. Down in the corner, that's Opperman. Now to Gooden. Out on top, Gowrich has got it. Sent to the left side of the lane. Now to Ty Anderson. Holds the ball. Down to the free throw line to Gowrich. Gowrich goes to Ty Anderson. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. No good. Peterson had the rebound. Had it knocked away, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings High. It'll be on Ty Anderson. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers. So it's 40-26. Minden out on top of Hastings High here tonight in boys high school basketball. Carson Bloom will walk her back the other way here for the Whippets. Gets it into the offensive zone. Hastings High stays with their man-to-man. There's Carson Bloom circling around down at the baseline. Takes it to the hole. The shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in a play. Carson Bloom is fouled in a play there by Eric Gowrich. The second foul on Eric. It's now 42-26 in favor of Minden. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Wilkie. Coming out will be Opperman. Well, Carson Bloom goes back to the free throw line. He's got 11 points here in the ball game thus far. 3 out of 3 from the stripe. Carson Bloom will throw the mark. His shot is up there. It's good. So a three-point play there by Bloom. And the Minden lead is back up to 17 points at 43-26. Late third quarter here at Minden High School. Tigers come back with the ball. Here's Mark Gooden. Gets it out to Eric Gowrich. Gowrich now hands it away to Brady Minkey out here in three-point territory as he directs a little traffic. Sends it over to Gooden on the right sideline. Gooden holds the ball, and he gets it here to a Cade Wilkie. Hammers the ball down low to Eric Gowrich. Gowrich back out to Ty Anderson. Anderson looking, goes over to Mark Gooden. Right side of the lane, Gooden out to Minkey. Minkey holds the ball high above his head, looking inside the block. Nobody there right now for Hastings High. There's Gowrich. Looking for a cutter. Comes over here to Wilkie at the elbow. His shot is up there. It's good. Cade Wilkie hits a field goal there for Hastings High. That's his first bucket. The Tigers back to within 15. 43-28. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Carson Bloom has got it now for Minden. Goes inside. Here's Peterson. His shot no good. We got contact made and a foul is called. We hammered the ball inside to a Ben Peterson. And a personal foul is called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Gowrich. That's going to be his third. This will be a shooting situation, though. Hammered in the act of shooting was Ben Peterson. Got 13 points so far tonight. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. He is a 60% foul shooter in the season. Minden is a team connecting on 67% of their free throws. The Whippets looking for their 10th win of the season here tonight. This would be their 6th win in a row. They're well underway. Next one is up there. It is good. It is now 45-28. Minden has got the lead over Hastings High. The Tigers have the ball back the other way. Whippets still applying a little choking pressure back here in backcourt. Will Reimer has got the ball for Hastings High. Down to a Brady Minkey. Reimer just back in there for head coach Scott Rosno. There's a Reimer with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Eric Gowrich, just to the right of the lane. Gowrich holds it against Peterson. Now top of the key to Gooden. Fakes the three. Now drives it inside. Has to get rid of it. Finally does. Will Reimer has got it. Sends it inside again on the little block. That's going to be Minkey with the ball. Minkey throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Knocked off of his feet there, but no foul called. Rebound comes down to Minden. Carson Bloom has got it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Nice pass down low. It's off of the fingertips of Driver, though, out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on the Whippets. Here comes Derek Kissinger back into the ball game now for Minden, replacing Carson Bloom. 45-28 is the score. The Whippets out on top. Jumped down to a 20-8 first quarter advantage, and the Tigers are trying to stay close here tonight. There's a Brady Minke with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Gets it over to Will Reimer on the far sideline. Reimer dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Comes over on the left side to Cade Wilkie. Down in the baseline now, that's Minke with the ball. Minke lobs it inside. That's going to be Cade Wilkie. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be partially deflected. And the rebound comes down here to Minden, coming back the other way. Driver sends it over on the left side down to Kissinger, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now throws the ball into the backcourt and an over and back violation. So the Whippets have turned the ball over 9 times now here in the ballgame. We're down to 29 seconds to play in the third quarter. 45-28. Minden has got the lead over Hastings High. Here's Brady Minke with the ball down for the Tigers. Minke comes over here on the left side to Mark Gooden as he holds the ball. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key in the paint now. Kicks it over here to Eric Garrett. Now to a Gooden. They work it back to the right side. It's Brady Minke with the ball as he holds it over there on the wing. They line with the Wilkie. Back out to a Minke. Minke directs a little traffic again. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Takes off. Drives the ball. The hole. The shot is up there. It's no good. Down for the rebound and time expires. 3 quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball. Minden continues to lead. After 3 quarters, it's the Whippets 45, Hastings High 28.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 36-22 at halftime in favor of the Whippets. It's now 45-28. As we start the fourth and final quarter here tonight in boys high school basketball. Whippets will have the opening possession here in the fourth. Christensen back in there will come to the near sideline to Kissinger. Drives it into the lane as the basketball tipped away. It is picked up in the corner by Ben Peterson. They keep it alive here for the Dogs. Here's the Carson Bloom. Puts a move on. His shot is up there from 10. No good. Rebound Peterson. Foul shot good. Ben Peterson now with 17 points in the basketball game. It's 47-28. Minden has got the lead over Hastings High. This is their biggest lead of the ball game now. The Tigers work with it in the early stages of the fourth quarter. Ty Anderson comes over here to Patrick Opperman. Opperman back out on top as they get it to Tyler Riefager, and his shot is up and in. It's now 47-30. Hastings down by 17 points. Scepter Duang is into the ball game now for Hastings High. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Derek Kissinger, and the rebound comes down to Karloff. Out of the pass, deflected away. Karloff picks it back up. Now down the near sideline. That's going to be Ty Anderson. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made, and a foul is called. Personal foul will go here on the Tiger, actually on the Whippets. It's going to go on Dan Christensen. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Minden, so no free throws here. Craig Driver comes back into the ball game now. Christensen will come out. 47-30, Minden has got the lead. Hastings High will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Deflected away as Bloom kicks her back out of bounds here for the Whippet defense. Hastings High will try it again. We got 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. They're in the fourth quarter. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Tigers will inbound the ball from deep in the left corner. They get to Patrick Opperman. Now into a Duang. Moves it down in the corner now on the right side. As Hastings High works it up out to Opperman. Opperman gets it to a Duang, now right side of the lane. That's Patrick Opperman. Out on top to Ty Anderson. Over here on the left side to Tyler Rebarger. His shot from 15 is good. Tyler Rebarger now with 8 points in the basketball game for Hastings High. And the Tigers are down by 15 points. 6.5 minutes to go. There's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Stops out here in three-point territory. Comes over to a Derek Christensen. He tries to drive it. Takes it down on the baseline. Down to Carson Bloom. Dribble penetration. Takes the ball to the hole and scores. Found a little seam in the defense, a little opening. And Carson Bloom takes advantage of that. He's got 14. 49-32. Whippets with a 17-point lead. Tigers back with the ball. Tyler Rebarger, free throw line extended right side. As they're working around the three-point circle now, Matt Karloff has got it. Karloff looking, and finally dribbles once, gets out of there. Hands away now to Patrick Opperman. Opperman back out to a Rebarger. 5:45 to play. Hastings High trailing 49-32. As the Tigers work over the ball, gets this man-to-man defense. Ty Anderson gets away to Rebarger. His shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Carson Bloom. Bloom runs out of there the other way, down the far sideline, cuts it to the center of the floor. Jump pass comes near side to Kissinger. 4-3, shot no good. Long rebound, Kissinger grabs it. He dribbles into the lane, puts up a left-handed shot no good. Tap try, no good. Long tap try, it's picked up by Hastings. Ty Anderson back the other way. As it tipped away, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. Greg Driver chips the ball away there for the Minden Whippets. And now head coach Scott Rosno will send in four new players here for the Tigers. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 49-32. Brady Minkey will inbound the ball now for the Tigers underneath their own basket. Tigers have it. Deep in the right corner is Minkey as he gets the ball back there from Will Reimer. As a pass is going to be intercepted and only a foul called. They tried to hammer the ball inside. It was deflected away by Ben Peterson, but then a personal foul call on Hastings. They go on Welkie. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number 5 on the Tigers. Here's Dan Christensen back into the ballgame now for Minden, replacing Derek Kissinger. 49-32. Minden has got the lead. We're in the fourth quarter. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball for Minden out on top. Here's a long range jumper by Driver for 3 is no good. Rebound Minkey. Brady Minkey runs back the other way for Hastings High. Hits the ball ahead now. That's Will Reimer with the ball. Reimer out of Minkey, down to Karloff. Karloff, top of the key, drives it into the lane. His one-handed shot is up there. It's good. That Karloff scores, puts it up there left-handed as he drives the ball toward the bucket, down the lane, and it's now a 15-point advantage here for the Whippets. And now head coach Shannon Levin wants to call a timeout. Minden wants to talk things over. 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Minden 49, Hastings High 34.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
1230 KHAS.
We had a girls varsity basketball game right before this one here tonight. Kind of an odd doubleheader, but Minden knocked off Centura in a girls basketball game tonight. Final score of 57-39. Minden had a 28-20 halftime lead, and then the Whippets went on and won the girls contest tonight 57-39. Hastings High now playing the Minden boys here in game number 2. And the Whippets put it to the Tigers here, 49-34 as the score. We got 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers fell behind by 12 points after the first quarter. And they've played pretty even with Minden since then, but cannot get a run to get back into the ballgame here. There's a lob pass. They get it to Peterson. His shot is up there. It's no good. They lob it from the near sideline. Peterson, behind a couple of screens, could not put her down through the hole. So the Tigers get the ball back the other way. They found it inside. Here's a shot taken by Karloff. No good. Karloff gets the rebound. Now he's tied up, and now a foul is going to be called. So Matt Karloff working hard in there for Hastings High. A foul is going to go through the basket. Minkey will lob the ball down to the elbow on the left side of the lane as they get it to a Caden Wilkie, who's back into the ball game. Now to Reimer. Minden still stands with his man-to-man defense. Minkey, free throw line extended left side. He holds the ball. out here to Cade Wilkie now. Wilkie out to Karloff in three-point territory. Now to Mickey at the top of the key. Brady holds it high above his head. Sends it over on the right side to Gooden. Dribble penetration. Back out to Mickey. Now to Reimer. Takes a 15-footer. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Carson Bloom. Bloom runs her back the other way from Minden. Gets the ball ahead. Peterson down the lane. Shot good. Just like that, the transition and a bucket there by Minden. Ben Peterson now with 19 points in the ball game, 51-34. Whippets have the lead. Hastings high with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Karloff. Spins one way. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Schwenka. Long pass down and four. They get it to Peterson. Drives to the hole and scores. So back-to-back drives there for Peterson as he takes it to the hole. And he's over 20 points. Now he's got 21. 53-34. The Whippets with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 19 points with 3:15 to play. Here's a Brady Minkie with the ball to Karloff, 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over there to a Cade Wilkie, now to the right sideline. They get it to Minkie, inside again to Karloff. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Bloom, here come the Whippets again. They bring her back 3-on-2, bounce pass, right side to Driver. His shot good. Greg Driver gets his first field goal of the ball game, and the Whippets now lead by a score of 55-34 with 2:49 to play. Hastings High back in their offensive zone. Brady Mickey holds it, comes out to Reimer, puts it on the floor, dribbles on the left side of the lane, down in the corner. That's Wilkie. Entry pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Turnover on the Tigers and now losing the ball here on the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Coming back the other way was Christensen from Minden, but I think he was hacked on the arm there by the Tigers. And now we got a plethora of substitutes coming in here for both teams with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play. What we have here, that's going to be the Whippets playing things in off on the near sideline. So it's 55-34. Hastings High trailing in the contest. Here's a Thomas Sintel, who's into the ball game now for Minden at the point. He dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gets it away to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling to the ball here for the Whippets. Right side of the lane, takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Bounce pass comes back on the wing here to Schwenka. Schwenka now to Kissinger. At the top of the key, as it's slapped away, it is loose and it's picked up here by Hastings High. Tigers get it back the other way. Ty Anderson puts up a free throw line jumper and he hits it. Anderson now has 6 points in the ball game. It's 55-36. 2 minutes to play here in the contest. We got our player of the game coming up on the coach's post game show before we get out of here tonight. Here's a Minden with the ball. Kissinger gets away. Goes for the hole. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball being slapped around and it's picked up here by Hastings High. The Tigers have got her back the other way as Wilkie gets into the offensive zone now to Ty Anderson. Anderson dribbles with the ball. We're down to 90 seconds to play. The Tigers are trailing by 19 points. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected into the backcourt. Driving for the hole is Steen, and he's fouled in the play. Finally, Steen got the interception there, and he was hammered on the play. So Steen will go to the free throw line here for Minden. A personal foul is going to be whistled on. Is that on Wilkie? It's going to be number 5 on him, if that's the case. Yeah, Cade Wilkie just fouled out of the ballgame. So Cade Wilkie leads with a minute and 26 seconds to play. He leads with 2 points. Now Minden making some substitutions as well. They're going to get everybody in the ballgame here. So the Tigers are going to drop to 2 wins and 8 losses on the season after this one here tonight. Minden will improve to 10-1. Hastings High will get ready for the McCook Bison tomorrow night. Minden has got a ball game with Alma here on Saturday night. Shot from the free throw line by Steen is going to be no good. So Miles Steen will have one boy here from Minden, a 6'1" senior. Steen, a 66% foul shooter in the season. 55-36, the Whippets have the lead. Steen will have one more, dips the knees. His shot is up there, it's good. So he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. R.J. Watson, a 5'8" sophomore. Now comes into the ball game for the Whippets. 56-36. It's a 20-point lead now for Minden. Hastings High with the ball back in their offensive end. This is going to be a Sam Johnson, a sophomore in there now for head coach Scott Rosno. Dribbles the ball down on the baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. So a lot of new faces into the ball game. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. As a Sam Johnson can't control it. A 20-point lead for the Dogs as Minden comes back with the ball here on the right side. Here's Jonas Levin in the ball game now to R.J. Watson out on top. R.J. gets it in the hands now of Ryan Cremosa, who's into the ball game. A couple of sophomores in there now from Minden. Here's Isaac Carlson. Carlson now to Cremosa as they hammer the ball inside. Now they kick it back out of the wing to Lovin. Jonas Lovin holding on to the ball here with 45 seconds to go. Here's a lob pass down low, tipped away, picked up by Carlson. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Reimer back the other way. Hastings High has got it. There's a shot. It's going to be no good by Johnson. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch here by Minden. Ryan Cremosto was the last to touch it there for the Minden Whippets. So Hastings High will play things in with 34 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 56-36. Tigers trailed 20-8 after the first quarter. They've been battling ever since. There's a bounce pass down low. A shot by Garrett. It's up and in. Eric Garrett scoring there for Hastings High. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 56-38. Here comes Minden back with the basketball in the closing stages of this one. 15 seconds to play. Lovin bounce pass down on the baseline to Carlson. Back out to Lovin on the wing. Lovin dribbling with the ball. Takes it down in the corner. Here's a lob pass. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be picked up here by Pieper. His shot is up there no good. Luke Pieper. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. They get a shot off from half court. That's no good. And that's the end of the ball game. The Minden Whippets knock off the Hastings High Tigers tonight at boys high school basketball. Final score, Minden 56, Hastings High 38. So the Whippets improved to 10 wins and one loss on the season. The Hastings High Tigers dropped to 2-8. Again, the final score, Minden beats Hastings High tonight. The Whippets 56, Hastings High 38. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
1230 KHAS.
Minden knocks out Hastings High here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 56-38. The Whippets jumped out to a quick 5-0 lead here in the ball game. They never trailed in this thing tonight. Got out to a double-digit lead early in the contest. They're back led by 12 at the end of the first period, 20-8. They stretched that lead to 24-12 early in the second quarter before the Tigers came back to score six straight points to make it 24-18 with 4:45 to play in the first half. But that's as close, really, as Hastings High got the rest of the way. Minden had a 14-point lead at the end of the first half at 36-22. Went 45-28 after three, and they go on to win it tonight by the score of 56-38. So the Tigers now 2-8 on the season. They'll get ready to play McCook tomorrow night back at the Tiger Gym. Minden improves to 10 wins and one loss. They'll get ready to play Alma on the Saturday night right back here in Minden. Leading the way for the Whippets tonight, Ben Peterson. He scored 21 points in the ball game. Carson Bloom had 14. Derek Kissinger had 12 points. Dan Christensen had 6. Craig Driver had 2. Miles Steen had 1 point. The Whippets very effective from the free throw line. 9 out of 10 for the Charity Stripe tonight. Unofficially, 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High was led tonight by Tyler Rebarger and Patrick Opperman, each scoring 8 points in the ballgame. Rebarger had 4 in the first half and 4 in the second half. Patrick Opperman had 6 points in the first half and 2 in the second half. Other scores for Hastings: Ty Anderson had six points in the ball game. So Ty had six. Eric Gottrich had 4 points in the ball game. Brady Minke had 4. Matt Karloff had 2. Cade Wilkie had 2. Mark Gooden had 2 points, and Will Reimer had 2 points for Hastings High. The Tigers got to the free throw line only 5 times in the ball game tonight. They were 2 out of 5 from the stripe, and unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, the Minden Whippets knock off Hastings High tonight. The final score of 56-38. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Minden beats Hastings High here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 56-38. And this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Tigers, no one in double figures tonight, as Hastings struggled offensively a little bit tonight with 38 points on the board. Tyler Rebarger and Patrick Opperman leading the way with 8 points apiece in the ball game. Ty Anderson did a good job tonight. Has a couple of assists in the ball game. He scored 6 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings High is going to be Patrick Opperman. Opperman again scores 8 points in the ball game, ties for team high honors. He had 6 points in the first half, had 2 more in the second half of play. Opperman very effective on the boards, picked up a handful of rebounds here tonight in a losing effort here for Hastings High. So Patrick Opperman will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings High drops this one to the Minden Whippets by a score of 56-38. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to high school basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dyckman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
The Woodbridge knock off Hastings side tonight by a score of 56-38. Still waiting for head coach Scott Rosno to make his way back out of the locker room and down the hallway here back to our broadcast facilities inside the Minden High School gym. This Minden with a win here tonight over Hastings High, 56-38. The Tigers now 2-8 on the season. They'll get ready to play McCook tomorrow night. That'll be back at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High already played McCook in the GNAC tournament this year in Kearney and lost to the Bison only by 4 points at 57-53. So Hastings High will take on McCook for the second time this season. And that will be tomorrow night at the Tiger Gym. Again, the girls' game will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow with the guys to follow at 7:45, and we'll be with the Tigers again tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS. Coverage begins with a pregame show at 5:45. But Hastings High, just not enough offense here tonight. Nobody in double figures. Tyler Rebarger and Patrick Opperman leading the way with 8 points apiece. They could not stop the dribble penetration and the hot shooting from the outside by Minden here tonight. And the things that we were so concerned about, the size inside with Ben Peterson and also the dribble penetration from Carson Bloom. Hastings High couldn't stop it here tonight. Ben Peterson, 21 points in the ball game for Minden. Derek Kissinger hit a couple of threes from the outside as well. He had 12 points in the ball game for Minden. Carson Bloom finishes with 14 as Minden puts the Tigers away here tonight by a score of 56-38. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Broadcast plans for tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We will be at Adams Central as the Patriots will have a doubleheader tomorrow night with Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots and the Vikings. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon with the girls' game going at 6 o'clock. The boys will go at 7:45 tomorrow. We'll have the action on 1230 KHIS. Over on ESPN 1550 KICS, you will get McCook and Hastings High with a pregame show at 5:45. The girls will go at 6 o'clock with the boys at 7:45. So all that action coming up tomorrow. Then on Saturday, we'll have Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Briar Cliff from Sioux City for the women's game at 2. The guys will go at 4 o'clock pregame at 1:45. And we'll also be with Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday as the Blue Hawks will take on Kearney Catholic Saturday afternoon. Girls game will go at 4. The guys will go at 6. And we'll have the action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with a pregame show at about 3:45. And now Scott Rosno back out of the locker room here tonight as Hastings High drops this one here to the Minden Whippets by the score of 56-38. Coach, thanks for coming up. A tough one here tonight. The things that we talked about in the pregame show, we were unable to stop in the ballgame tonight.
Well, those three areas, fundamentally, we definitely had to take care of the basketball. And I thought they had just enough pressure that it threw us out of kilt. There was a stretch in that second quarter where they were able to score again out of our offense. And that kind of hurt us. For the most part, our kids didn't do a terrible job defensively in the half court. Give Minden credit. If you can hit the shot from the outside, it definitely creates your offense. However, you know, people have to understand that those shots that they're hitting are often created because of that penetration or because they're able to get the ball inside, causes teams to collapse a little bit, and then they're able to kick it back out. But you know, there were some long-range shots, and it kind of gave them that cushion. You know, second half, for the most part, we were within range of them. Made a few surges, but just not enough.
Yeah, never could really get on the run to really get back to the ball game. The lead just kind of stayed 12, 14, 15 points. Couldn't make a run to really get back into this contest tonight.
Well, exactly. And like you and I had talked pregame, you know, the kids that were going to score for them, scored for them. Outside of their big three, just looking over at your sheet, looks like about 9 points out of the rest of their team. You know, so a coach has to know what his kids are capable of, and definitely try and get your kids to play to their strengths. 21 out of Peterson, I think 21 is what he put up against Adams Central. You know, he's a very athletic and mobile kid. You know, the second area that you and I talked of that was of concern was offensive board second opportunity. And, you know, it was a big key as far as what they were able to do to continue to give them second looks, but not even necessarily second looks. They were just getting the ball and putting it back up and in.
Early in the ball game, especially in the first quarter, their defense pressured us a lot, had some turnovers there. That really gave them the lead there in that first half, or first quarter at 20-8. They had some turnovers, and we had some problems running the ball up the floor a couple times.
Yeah, you know, and it was a situation where some of the same things that they were doing, we were able to play through it at times. But here's the deal. We've talked to our kids about sustained concentration, being consistent, and some of the same things that we didn't seem to have problems with at certain points of the game. We'd go stretches where we did have problems, and they were able to put some runs together, you know. And in this game, you know, you put a few more runs together than what the other team is, and I can't say that we put a whole lot of runs together. But basically, we'd play even with them for segments, and then all of a sudden they'd outscore us by six. And we'd play even, and then they outscore us 10-8, and that, or excuse me, 10-2. And that basically is what just started to continue to distance. But some timely turnovers and segments of the game, continual offensive board, and then, like I say, they were able to get the ball inside, which created some of those outside looks, and then they created it on their inside. You know, we had some kids that, you know, we were able to give a little bit of rest. We've been going through some sickness, and that's not an excuse, but it's just one of those things where our continuity just doesn't, you know, wasn't there enough for what we wanted to try and be able to compete with.
Let's talk about our offense a little bit. 8 points out of Tyler Rebarger, 8 points for Patrick Opperman. Other than that, not a whole lot of offensive production tonight.
Well, and if you mention those two guys, the 8 points that Tyler had were probably, for the most part, 12 feet and out. And although Patrick's our post, you know, a lot of what he was able to score for us was going to be more on the outside. And so, you know, that creates a lot of challenges. If everything you're doing is from the outside, you know, someone might say, well, Minden scored on the outside. You know, part of that was the fact that they made the inside such a threat. You know, if we're able to get a little bit more inside inside-out offense, it's going to give us a little bit more of a competitive series of quarters as opposed to just having a few surges.
All right, so tomorrow now you got a home ball game as you take on McCook. This is a team that you guys played pretty strong in the GNAC tournament, losing to them 57-53. So that's a ball game. We should be competitive tomorrow night. Talk about the Bison.
Well, it's another situation where McCook's the type of team that can put a lot of points on the board. They don't quite have the experience that Minden has. But you know what? I think Coach Garcia has basically convinced his kids that experience is going to come, as long as those kids desire to play hard. You know, they're going to be a competitive squad. They've got one player that's had multiple years of starting for him, a kid by the name of Connor Larson, that's able to put a lot of points on the board, but he also distributes the ball real well. They'll play somewhere between 8 and 10 kids. A lot of their kids have the green light to go ahead and trigger that from the outside, and they're able to make up for misses simply on the fact that they'll try and out-hustle you, and, you know, they make the game fun, and it was a fun game in the second half where we started to close out on them. But, you know, if it's a similar game to the last time, they came in and did a lot of things that they wanted to do, and we didn't really have an answer for it. Once our kids started to fundamentally play defense and get in front of them so they weren't driving, it took away some of their scoring. We scored a lot of points. In fact, we scored 22 points against them in the fourth quarter last time we played, simply because we started to get inside-out basketball going.
Okay. Good effort tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, the head man for Hastings High School, as the Hastings Tide Tigers dropped this one to a Minden tonight by a score of 56-38. Hastings will take on McCook tomorrow night. Again, airtime tomorrow will be at 5:45. Girls game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 7:45. We'll have the action on ESPN 1550 KICS. Adams Central here tomorrow on 1230 KHIS as they take on Grand Island Northwest. Same starting time, 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. That'll wrap things up for Minden here tonight. Hastings High drops this one to the Minden Whippets by a score of 56-38. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.